There were many factors playing a role on our markets last week. I'm Danielle Drotzman with your Farm News Update. Lots of volatility last week across all of our market sector, and there was a lot of news as we watched our markets trade. The war tensions overseas played their fair share of impact on our markets, but especially for cattle. Randy Martinson with Martinson Ag says that even though we may have a little bit of a lower cash market, our fundamentals are all still there.
You know, we've still seen very tight supplies as far as the cattle are concerned, you know, whether it be the fat cattle side or whether it be the feeder cattle side. So there's still strong enough demand that cash has dropped just a tiny bit. I do think that with the market seeing a little bit of a push and the fact that we're going to continue to see tight supplies, you know, of cattle moving forward, that this thing should be able to see a little bit of a recovery.
And our grain markets were also reacting to some of the same news.
Yeah, you know, of course, you know, the knee-jerk reaction to the war in Iran, of course, brought a little uncertainty into the marketplace, and especially in the logistics sides with, you know, trying to get boats or vessels through, of course, over in the Persian Gulf and in the Strait of Hormuz. And that, I think, has added a little bit of uncertainty. But, you know, as far as the beans are concerned, we continue to look at what China is going to do. And, of course, China and Iran are friends. But it does look like we're going to continue to see, you know, Trump and Xi prepare for a meeting here in April. That's supported to the market. And I think that has helped the soybean market hold itself up a little bit. Corn, of course, we had the exports, so the demand continues to be strong there. We're a little bit worried about South America's production numbers, too, as they continue to see a little bit of a pull down here as of late. We're starting to see a little bit of the private estimates come in a little lower than anticipated. So I think that's all adding or helping to put some floor into the market.
And at the end of last week, we had a little bit of moisture in the forecast.
Yeah, there is. I mean, you know, especially when you look at rain for the southern plains. I mean, that right now has helped to bring some pressure into the wheat market. We did see that, you know, the crop ratings continue to decrease as far as majority of the winter wheat is concerned. But of course, it's just coming out of dormancy. If this rain comes in, it can certainly help heal up some of the wounds.
With your Farm News Update, I'm Danielle Drotzman.